Hello, and welcome back to Experience Points. I am Kelrick, the originator and producer, and we are an all-queer cast. If you haven't heard them already, I encourage you to go and listen to our character bio teasers. They're roughly 3 minutes long, and they'll give you a little bit of our backstories and just let you get to know who our characters are. In our first episode, Squirrel Friends, you find all of our characters stranded on Andoran Stand by an android named Gideon. We're offered revenge, and we all opt in. So we track down where we're told Gideon is, and promptly get into a fight with people who are not Gideon. We pick up our adventure in the middle of that fight, so hopefully we'll get through it without anyone dying. And enjoy our second episode. It's called Nobody Sees the Naked Verthani. Thanks.
All right, so Kira, it was your turn. Yes.
By the door. There you go.
All right,
Okay,
so
Kira
I'm gonna
moves up.
move to there, and that's my full movement, and I can't really do much else.
Okay, so Kira moves up past Phaedra toward the derelict ship with the goblins in it. Phaedra, you're up.
Alrighty, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 will put me right in front of the Isoki.
Who just looks up at this noir towering over him. Now there's two of them. And he's got the look on his face like, what the hell did I just get into?
Like, hands on my sword and just like, kind of like smirk and just. And then I'm just gonna
Ha ha!
whittle.
Yes! Yes! Nice little bull snort at him.
Yup. Okay, so it's gonna be this. Oh shit.
Alright, that is a 10 versus his KAC. Let's do this. We can do this. I can go bam. 10 misses.
Okay.
Fine.
So he just manages to like kind of lean to the side as your sword comes down. Otherwise, he's looking at a split skull. All right. So Goblin Zapperator number 3 is going to, let's see. Ah, they're crazy. His you again, that pile of junk in his hands just and this one wasn't anywhere close to you, Absco, with a 7. Like it hit the rafters over your head as he like kind of stumbles backwards, like, whoa.
Probably
And
has
the whole
more
time
luck
you just
hitting like
hear
the
these.
light and the light falling on you.
Right.
The whole time, you just hear these goblins. All right, and Zapperator number 8 is going to pull out. It looks kind of like a sword. It's obviously again made of just a bunch of junk that's been welded together.
Is that the one right next to me?
And that is the one right next to you.
Oh, I turn and I give him this
And
face.
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Just mean mug him.
And you know what? This goblin is nuts. Like he doesn't care. He's ready to go toe to toe with a noir.
Awesome.
Not that he can do anything. Like he swings and you just kind of bat his sword away with your axe. Just like, nah, get out of here. And now, Angus, this little goblin has just taken a swing at you.
I am going to hit him back, I hope. So, I think that's good. A 16?
16 should hit him. Yes, indeed, it does hit him.
All right. So, this is a thing I
And you
don't
are
know.
photon attuned 2 points.
It
Unless you
doesn't go
changed
up.
attunement at the beginning of your.
I did go up to a second level of attunement, but it doesn't increase anything else.
No, it doesn't change your...
All right.
Correct.
So
you do get a plus one to your damage. So that is six damage plus one from there.
Yeah.
To Space Goblin Zapparator number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Where are you, number 8 on the thing? You'll be the one with damage. Oh, you didn't roll the damage on him. That's...
I tried to.
Bam! Okay. Sometimes it just doesn't necessarily catch it.
Okay.
Well,
and when I do that, I turn and point at the Isoki, and I just say, I said I have some questions for you.
Yeah, you bring your pink axe that is just glowing with stellar energy, crashing down on his head. It goes right through his skull, cuts right down the middle, and there are two halves of a goblin laying there.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay, well, with that, I'll take my movement, and I'll move right here.
All right. And so, it is the Isoki's turn. This Isoki is now got Noir on either side of him. He's not particularly pleased with that situation. So, let's see. What are you going to do, little Isoki? Well, first he's going to step out from between the two of you. 5-foot step, which does not provoke. Not that that helps, because you're still flanking with Kira.
Yes.
I was like, now he's in between the three of us.
Yes, he's not, and he looks around, realizes that may not have been the best move to make, but he goes, but he just straight up, what the hell? Before he, you realize on his fist, he has a battle glove.
Ooh.
And so he's going to try to punch, let's see, who does... Well, Phaedra is the one that almost hit him. So he takes a swing at you, Phaedra, and just whiffs it. Just whoop, like nothing. Nothing but air. Zapparator number 2. I don't think he likes the fact that the Noir stepped closer to him. So he wants to step over here, and you hear his junk laser. Bong. And this one bounces off the ship like... These guys are not good at combat. Absco.
All right. So Absco is going to do his trick attack, before they do, because they were standing in place, their skin kind of takes on the likeness of the wall behind them.
Yes.
And so they'll get a plus 10 to their stealth check.
Plus 10?
Plus 10
for standing still to stealth checks.
God,
now, there are
that's
a couple
nuts.
That are aware of you. There's a couple that aren't. So
right. This is just for the trick attack. So I'm hoping that, you know, it will play with their eyes and confuse them enough that I can get the upper hand on them. So I'm targeting the Goblin Zapparator 14 that targeted me. So
yes.
There we go. So I will do this bad boy. And
that is a 40 for your stealth.
That is crazy.
On a roll of 19 plus 21 becomes 40. So yeah, you're standing there and all of a sudden your skin just whoop, looks exactly like the wall behind you.
All right.
And you even see like the goblin zapparators kind of look around like, where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Level
you know, just... 1 rolled a 40. My mind is blown. What
oh,
the
man,
hell?
No, that's nothing. I seen someone who at level 1 had a plus 11 to intimidate.
Jeez.
All right, so Absco with all the cool, like, kind of reshoulders their arm to kind of aim better this time. and takes a shot with the laser azimuth pistol. Oh my goodness.
That is a 13, which hits.
Ah, oh, good. Okay. That is a D4 plus D4 yes, extra. So I will pick up the two and drop them on Goblin's. Okay. Did that work? It did not seem to work.
No, because you'll have to drop it on them. It has to be the damage. So what I would say do is roll your regular damage on them, and then just roll another D4 in the chat, and I will manually add the extra four damage or the extra D4 damage.
Perfect. All right, that doesn't seem to be working, so.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll just do it like that. So that is 6 damage to Zapparator 14.
Nice.
It's taken 6 wounds. He absorbs that one pretty good. But, I mean, you're definitely wearing him down.
Okay.
Pretty fast here.
Absco kind of, winks. The wall winks.
And he is now flat-footed because he has no idea where that came from, because the person that was there is not there as far as he's concerned anymore.
Right.
Just like, you've disappeared. So that brings us to this poor little space goblin who, you know what? I want to know. Let's get a will save for him. 19. Okay, he's still in the battle. Okay. That is going to be 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. He's going to run up to here, and you see him just looking around with his junk laser. Like, he's just waiting for something to pop up. All right, Kira. You're up.
All right. I am going to take out my spear.
Okay.
And try and jab it into this person's, like, abdomen, because I'm short.
Okay. Well,
shorter than the rest of these people.
I don't know. The Isoki might be shorter than you.
Could be. To, like, little rat people. And yeah, probably.
Yep, pretty much. Probably he's about, you know, mid-thigh on a normal-sized person.
Okay,
on an average-sized person, I should say. Not normal-sized. Average-sized.
All right. I'm going to try it out. Maybe I'll aim for his chest.
Woo! That is a 14.
Nice.
You hit him.
Yay.
Oh, max damage. That is nice. 7 damage to him. Yeah. I mean, that hurt. That hurt him. He's starting to bleed. He looks like he's beat up pretty good. So, Phaedra.
Alrighty.
He gets shanked.
Okay. I would like to. Can I still make non-lethal damage, Starfire?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can.
I believe it's the same rules.
Yeah.
With melee, it is -4 to hit, and then you roll non-lethal damage if you hit.
Okay. Yeah. So then I'm going to. I mean, we still want to talk to the Isoki, so I'm gonna like maybe try and hit him with like the butt of my sword.
Yeah.
Be like, we still need you and.
Ooh.
That is a nat 20 on the table. So
nice.
Yeah, go ahead and roll damage. I'm going to adjust it because it's going to roll lethal, but I will adjust it to non-lethal.
Okay.
All right, that is 20
what?
Non-lethal damage.
What the hell?
Yes, that is 2d8 because it's a crit.
Right.
2d8 plus 6.
Dang.
Because it's doubled. Yes. In fact. Oh. Okay. So, you know, joys of being what you are, a big bull. You hit him with the butt of your sword, just like right in the forehead. Unfortunately, you put a little too much into it, and the butt of the sword goes like into his skull, and you're just, there's just that oops moment, like, oops.
Oh, sorry.
He is dead.
I look at you and I'm just like,
to kill him.
What? What? The whole put.
Yeah, no.
What?
Phaedra has like this just look of like, I didn't mean to do that, and it's just like looking at Angus like, I'm sorry.
I had questions.
I'm just picturing these two noir just like looking at each other. All right. All right. So, Zapparator 3. Oh, you know what Zapparator 3 is going to do? He's going to do something a little sneakier. You see him duck under the spaceship here.
What a duck.
Hmm.
All right, Angus.
First, I look at Phaedra and I say, I thought you did this before. What?
I have, and...
It's just not that exciting. Well, we needed him.
Believe me, I wasn't trying to kill him.
All right, and then I want to see if I can look under the ship to see where the goblin went. Is that a perception check?
Yes, give me a perception check.
I have zero bonuses to those, so that'll be fun.
That'll be awesome. A 4. You have no idea where he went. You're not even sure there was a goblin there before. Like, you've kind of lost track of all the goblins in battle. Like, you saw a flash of motion. There's nothing there.
All right.
I'm sure it's fine. You don't need to worry about it at all.
I'm going to move over here, and I am at full attunement.
So you're moving up along the spaceship. Yeah. You are fully attuned. You are attuned to the photon.
So I am going to use my supernova action, if I can figure out how to do that.
What does your supernova action do? Let's look at this.
In a 10-foot radius around me, it does 2d6 fire damage, and they have a save that is a DC 12 reflex save.
No, a 10 does not save.
Sweet.
Space Goblin Zapparator number 2 has just taken 8 points of damage, fire damage at that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have burned that one to a crisp. You also hear a clank behind you as part of the spaceship sitting there, like, falls off. Because you caught a whole edge of the spaceship here.
Yeah, I'm just like, nothing is going the way I expected this to go. It's frustrated.
You know, it's almost like bulls in a china shop.
I wonder why.
Who'd have thunk? All right, I'm just getting rid of some pointers here. All right, and so we go down the initiative order, back up to Absco.
All right, I'm going to do the same thing. Well, no, I'm just going to shoot. I don't need to trick attack him, I don't think. So
famous last words.
Right, yeah, I know. Absco doesn't believe in overkill.
Well, he's hanging out with the wrong people, I think. So, out of curiosity, Phaedra, is the Soki head still on the pommel? Or were you able to pull it out of his head?
I'm going to leave that up to the GM.
I think he just has a perfectly shaped hole in the front of his head. The exact shape of the butt end of your sword.
Excellent.
You drove it in, you're like, oops.
So going to assume that a 10 doesn't are more hit. Fragile.
Yes, no, a 10... Well, because he's flat-footed is the thing to remember, because you did trick shot him last round.
Right.
So we are going to take a look at him. Come on. No, you're here. 14, 14, 14, right there. Your defenses. You know what? That does hit him.
Sweet.
Oh, sweet.
That does hit him. You have him flat-footed. He has no idea what's happening. Where Absco went. He's very shocked by that and takes 2 damage. That is him.
Do you want to use your movement, or are you staying in place?
Well, since it looks clear,
The one ducked under the ship, remember?
Right.
go ahead. I want everyone to roll me perceptions. Everyone. Oh. The place is much quieter now that one shuttle has taken off. Nope. 10, a 12, a 5. Wow, Absco. Yeah, no, you're so blended into the wall right now.
I'm really concentrating on those patterns.
Ooh. Yep. Go Kira. Yes.
Kira with an 18. Kira, you hear coming from the other side of the ship that same high-pitched gobbling. Next in the initiative is Kira. Yeah, you hear it. You hear it coming from...
I still hear him. He's still here. Run in that direction.
All right, so you head sort of east over to the other, trying to head over to the other side of the ship that is blocking your view of the other side of the hangar.
Whew.
All right. So you get over to the other side of the ship, right? And you see right here an open door. And that is where the sound is coming from. And then you hear another different voice. Same language, but deeper. And doesn't sound like these little high-pitched goblins.
Mega goblin.
Extra goblin.
Phaedra.
All right. How much clearance is there underneath the ship?
Not enough.
It would be considered difficult terrain. Each square would count as 2.
Fantastic. Okay, well, my movement is 45. So I could still, pretty sure I could still make it. So 10, 20, 30, 40. Oh yeah, that's me. Oh, I was looking at Angus's picture.
Yours has the diamond in the forehead, just like the Usoki does.
Okay, so there, this way, and I can actually make it right above Kira.
Nice.
All right, so you run around the tail end of the ship. You can hear it now. You can hear it. And you hear motion, like movement, like pounding feet coming from that direction. All right, Angus.
Go ahead.
I was going to actually see if I could do, can I still do like a movement?
Oh, was that just one move action?
Mm-hmm.
I can move, I move 45
pardon
feet
me.
In one.
Well, pardon me, I'm used to 30-foot movement speeds, you know? All right, go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that I can make it to the...
The question is, do you want to?
15, 20. Oh, of course I want to. Myself, because now Angus thinks I'm stupid. 15, 20, 25. Actually, I'm going to put myself there.
He doesn't think you're stupid. He just thought you were better at this.
Okay. So let's see. Let's see the room there. And what you see. Let's see. There's 3. And that one. And where are you? Ding.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
A
thing, I'm just gonna kind of yell creature. Out and be like, There's more.
Yeah, there's you see a being in armor with a sword and this elongated head. He looks like he might have been even more in charge than the Isoki was.
Ah.
So, that's that.
So, my turn?
Go ahead.
So,
yep.
This ship.
There's more.
How tall is this ship?
The ship is a medium-sized ship, so the size of probably about your average freighter. little bit small for a freighter, maybe, but...
Okay.
It's the clearance right now, because the goblins have been stripping it down, there's stuff hanging down off of it. That's what makes it difficult terrain, is underneath there is just a mess.
So, as an engineer, I would be pretty used to that. Is this something I could use an athletics check to see if I could get through it a little easier?
Rule of cool, I will allow it.
Sweet. So that gives me a 22.
And with a 22? Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
You go all slippy slidey through there, just like dodging, weaving, grabbing onto a bar and like sliding underneath to come up the other side, you know, looking cool.
Awesome. So with that, I am going...
Just like pulls out one of like those things that roll you underneath.
Nice.
Like he just sees a crawler and he just like does a dive, lands on his back and comes up the other side. Ha ha!
So I'm going into photon attunement as I do that.
As far as I'm concerned, you are still fully photon attuned.
No, as soon as I use...
As soon as you use it, it unattunes you?
Yes.
Well, look at the things you learn. Okay, cool. So, all right, so you drop back into photon attunement.
Yeah, so I'm back to level one photon attunement. Mm-hmm. And,
aren't you just a ticking time bomb?
Yeah, so this gets me here.
Okay.
I'm going to double move and go right here.
Ooh.
Excellent. And okay, that okay,
hi.
Yeah. Zapperator 3
mm-hmm.
had his rifle out, so he doesn't threaten. Zapperator 20. There's another one there.
Oh, cool.
You can kind of see and I'll let you know from where you're at, you can see there's a bit of kind of a hallway to your right. And to your left.
Okay.
Kind of tease off from here.
Cool.
All right.
I'm going to holler back and say... Yeah, go ahead.
You just run up on him. Like, you're just like, hey, what's up? I'm a bull. I'm here.
And I look at the guy who's in charge and I say, I think I have questions for you now.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
All right. Well, and then we go to Zapperator 12.
Before you do that, Absco like yells out, "That was slick!"
Yes, that was pretty impressive. I will give you. All right. So.
A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
Yeah. He's going to step over here, and you hear that familiar whine. Bomb! That one hits you.
Oh.
Dealing 2 fire damage, which is absorbed by your stamina points.
Sweet.
But, yeah, that rocks you. That one rocks you.
Now I'm mad.
Yes, I would imagine so. Well. This guy here smiles at you as he pulls out his long sword. And you just hear.
So suggestive.
You want to dance? You want to dance? Let's go. And he manages to hit you with his long sword.
Yeah, he does.
Doing 8 damage. Ooh. Which breaks through your stamina. You're actually hurt now.
Yeah.
You have actually taken 3 damage.
Whew.
That actually hurt.
It did Absco. Indeed.
All right. So Absco's going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 30. Oh my goodness. Okay. Absco's very far from everything.
Yes.
Yes. Five, don't 10. You know you never split the party?
Full move goes there.
Wow. All
right, so you run around the nose, you run up to like the nose, just kind of peeking around it. You can definitely see the Zapper. It looks like everyone's heading into this hallway. That seems to be where combat has moved. All right, okay. Kira.
All right. Let's see how far I can get there.
You see what happens when Noir charge? Everyone else is running behind like, I want a piece too!
Alright.
Somebody's gonna get heard.
Alright, so Kira moves up, kind of up to the doorway of that hallway.
Yeah, that's as far as I can really get, so... Mm-hmm. I'm gonna peek around and see what I can see.
I am hurt.
Yes. There are goblins, and you actually see Angus bleeding now. Like, he's got a good gash. Like, he's been hurt.
Okay.
And that's a double move to get up there?
Nope, just a single. So,
single move, nice.
I mean... Can't do too much from this space that I am in.
Let's take a look and see what Kira's got. Yeah, because your heal is a touch, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got Mystic
Cure.
Well,
don't forget you've got... Okay. Let's see. Mystic Cure is a touch. It's a touch spell again. Yeah.
If I survive to next time, just bring it up then. None of us have guns.
Right. Absco does.
But they are far.
Can I tell whether the leader speaks solely goblin or not?
Give me a perception check.
Okay.
Would they have heard him say,
do you want to dance? That's what the perception check is for.
Okay. Ooh.
Yes, you did hear one of the creatures in there speak common. You probably doubt that it was a goblin.
Yeah. Okay.
And considering that all you can see is goblins and this other thing that this other creature that Angus is fighting, it stands to reason you can think he probably speaks common.
I'm gonna detect thoughts. Okay. I would like to cast detect thoughts.
And I, alrighty.
Yeah.
Standard action.
On 16. That.
Alright, you detect the surface thoughts of intelligent creatures around you. So the first round, you detect the presence or absence of thoughts from conscious creatures that have intelligence. Yes, they are definitely thinking. You detect the number of a cone-shaped emanation. 60 feet. Ooh, that's actually kind of nice. So let's draw a 60-foot cone. Shall we?
Let's see. Pointers.
Let me move it. There we go. 40, 50, 60 foot. All right, so
goodness.
Which You aim, guessing about that way, right?
Yeah.
All right, and one thing I need to look up is see... I think emanation is the same as spread was. Emanation functions like a burst, except it continues to radiate from the point of origin. So bursts do not round corners. That's the difference between a burst and a spread. So emanations will not round corners.
Okay.
So what you'll catch then is you'll catch 1, 2, 3, 4 creatures. Four thinking creatures within your sphere there.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Or within your cone.
I'm mainly looking to listen to the leader.
Yes. Yes. And so I'm looking at detect thoughts here. And so the first round, you detect whether there are thinking creatures.
Yeah.
The second round is detecting the number. Okay, technically. And then the third round, you can detect the surface thoughts.
Awesome.
Oh.
I know, it's kind of a longer period, but you have to kind of tune in.
It's interesting.
What you're doing. So I already gave you the... Actually, what's your casting stat? Yours is tied to wisdom, right?
Yes.
Give me a wisdom check. I'm going to see if we can get this to function a little bit faster and better for you. With a 13, you have determined how many thinking creatures there are. Next round, you'll be able to read their surface thoughts at the start of your round, okay?
Cool. All right.
Let's see, Zapperator 20 over here. Well, he whips out his dog slicer, and he's going to try to slice a bull with it. Oh, he hits you.
What?
No.
Goodness.
I know, now they're rolling high. That is 3 more damage to you.
This is bad, yo.
You just got slashed by a goblin. Like, you've finally taken enough bruising here that it's starting to hurt.
Yeah.
Phaedra.
Okay, I'm going to come over here. So I'm flanking number 3.
Yes, yes you are.
And...
Kill it, kill it, kill it!
And give him a dollop of Daisy. Alrighty. Never mind.
Oh.
Not quite. You have to and understand, your attacks only kill people when you mean to knock them out.
Right. Apparently. But as I miss, and I'm just like, oh shit, like, I missed. And I'm just like, Angus, get out of there.
That's not happening. Attacks of opportunity would kill me just as quickly.
Yeah, no.
Now, Zapperator 3, being a goblin, and thus not the most intelligent of creatures, his little junk laser starts powering up.
Oh, no.
Which actually provokes from both Phaedra and Angus.
After you.
Because he's going to make a ranged attack.
Mm-hmm. Aye, aye.
At melee range.
Nice.
Alrighty. And then...
Nice.
Nice. Did you... Yep, that was a hit.
Yeah, I got
with 9 damage. No, you're good. You're good.
I hope his AC isn't higher than 19.
No. I didn't see the attack roll. I missed the attack roll. So, yes, you slice him. His junk laser, continues powering and powering and powering.
Uh-oh.
Excellent.
Shit.
Okay, Angus. You hear it behind you.
I am going
that laser
to...
just continues powering.
I'm going to take a 5-foot step.
Mm-hmm.
And...
on top of the powering laser?
Well, great my question is, can I kick it into the space pirate dude.
You know what? I will consider that a combat maneuver.
Okay.
Go Angus, roll me a CMB.
I don't even know where to find a CMB on here to roll.
Oh, that's right. We had the thing.
It's not under skills.
That's right. We had an issue with that. As I say, we couldn't find where they have CMB in here. So. I remember. Roll me whatever it was for your melee attack. Just that plus four. For melee, that's your base. I think that's what we just figured out, was that your CMB is equal to just your melee attack.
So if I use the Solarian weapon, it's just plus four.
I will look into that between sessions, but yeah. That is a 10. Let's see, the pirate's CMD is a little bit higher than that. So you kick the laser pistol.
Mm-hmm.
I would like for you to roll me a single D8 right now. 6. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. All right. Now, here's what I'm going to do. High or low in your favor?
High.
Okay.
Ugh.
You kick the pistol. That way.
Okay.
You kick the pistol, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and lands in that square right there.
Okay. And with that, I am going to use my movement instead of an action. I'm going to go...
So you have taken a 5-foot step.
Right. I won't get an action.
Which... You can take a move action that does mm-hmm. not have movement. Your standard was to attempt to kick the pistol.
Okay. So
or the junk laser. So you still have a move action, but it cannot be movement. If you have anything else to use for a move action.
The only other thing I have is a Mark I healing serum, but I think that's an action. I don't know how that works.
Pretty sure that's a standard action to apply, unless okay. you have anything that makes it a move.
So I can at least dig it out as a move so that it's ready next turn.
Yes.
So that I'll do.
Yes, you can.
I will equip.
Right, so you will equip your serum there. All right. Zapperator 12 here. You hear his junk laser whir up, and ow, that is another hit.
Yep.
I didn't want it to hit. I didn't want it to. Ow, that is two more damage to you, Angus. They are just firing like nuts. I mean, you did, in all fairness, you did kind of charge up into like the middle of their shit. Like,
oh,
I'm going to wreck you.
I did.
Oh no, and Space Pirate gets to go next. Oh, okay.
Phaedra, I could use some help here.
He says as the pirate
Believe
laughs.
Me, I'm trying.
The pirate laughs in you here. What, had enough already? Oh,
yes.
But he misses. He misses. He lunges with his longsword. He's going to run you through. And you just managed to swipe it aside. With your axe, like, no, I'm not going down that easy.
Thank goodness for a 16 AC.
Absco.
All right, Absco. At what state does the junk laser look like on the ground at this moment?
It's not looking great. I mean, it's not far from overpowering. From just overloading.
All right.
It's still powering up. It's still, and you can see like steam's coming off of it now. It's starting to like pulse.
Or is that considered under the ship?
No, I will consider you moving alongside the ship there.
All right. So Absco
like,
makes it
up against it. Like I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Basically, from this vantage. would I be able to see the space pirate, that 35 foot?
Yes, you have line of sight to the space pirate who is in melee. I will let you know. So, pretty sure they still have precise shot feats here and all the same things apply. Double check myself and just look and see if they have precise shot. And if they do, then it applies. No, they do not have precise shot. So it looks like there's no penalties for firing into melee.
So the way it seems to work on everything I've seen is,
yes,
depending on Absco's vantage point, if he's like directly behind me, then I'm giving partial cover. At the angle gotcha. He's at, I'm not in the way. So the pirate does not get coverage.
Gotcha. Okay, so yes, you'll see that there is a straight clear line from corner to corner. I'm calling that you're good. Yeah, you have a clear line.
I can't hear you, Kenny. Are you saying something?
Your audio seems to have cut out. No!
We are going so smoothly.
Come on! We'll be back after these messages.
Okay. Wah wah.
Wah wah. All right, everything's going to go nice and funky for a second here because you guys were actually looking like you might pull this off, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, three of us might pull it off. One of us may be rolling a new character.
yeah. That was something.
Yeah, those were brutal.
In all fairness, I would like to point out that I did warn you that the lowest CR that I set up was CR2. So.
I do not remember that, so my bad.
Well, it was part of a whole long post. This should be challenging, but you guys got this. I have faith in you.
Phaedra's going to save me.
Yeah, Phaedra's got it. Is that Phaedra's reaction right now?
I drew it.
She drew it, but it's definitely Kira's reaction.
Oh, Kira's sitting there having a psychic moment, like, what thoughts do I sense? And just draws poop.
I'm just like, shit.
No bueno.
Everyone in your cone is just thinking shit.
Megan, if Kira is able to, I don't know, heal me, I think I'm close enough to touch at this point. If she wanted to. It's just a thought.
We'll do that.
Perhaps, you know.
Oh, dear. I do wonder what is happening with
Kenny's voice.
Yeah, well, his everything. He should be logged back in by now, I would think. Because I'd really like him to shoot this guy.
Such is the life of a gamer, is it not?
Right.
Right when the clutch moment comes up, someone's got to go to the bathroom, or they got to grab a bite to eat, or their computer goes fritzy. It's just what happens.
Do we want to move on in the round until he gets back? And just give him his turn then?
We can do that. Oh! No. Hello.
Well, let's go ahead and go with that then.
All right. So, Kira, we'll go ahead and jump to you. What do you got?
All right. I'd like to listen to the surface thoughts.
All right.
The space pirate.
All right. So, the way I'm reading it, you get the surface thoughts of everything in your cone. So, first, you hear the goblin. Kill the Longshanks, kill the Longshanks, kill the Longshanks.
Oh my god.
You hear Phaedra and Angus. Shit, 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 shit. And you hear the space pirate. I, Rentsaddle, the greatest swordsman to ever walk this planet, shall destroy both of these bulls.
You also hear me thinking, ow, 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 ow. That hurt. Ow.
Yes. So that's what you get hit with, Kira. Is kill the Longshanks, shit, 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 ow, 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 and I'm going to kill everyone.
So I reach. Can you go to my character sheet? I reach out.
Okay, how am I now?
No image, but we hear you.
Okay. Image will be next.
All right. Well,
all right.
Cool. We've moved on to Kira's turn. So, let her finish, then we'll come back to you.
Yep. Okay. We just kind of switched you and Kira in the initiative here.
Sure.
Spells.
I use that turn with Kenny, too. He uses it with me, too, so fair is fair.
So detecting the thoughts wasn't an action, right?
No. Probably I'm wrong going... it was, but... Yeah, GM, right. Go, roll with it. We're here to have fun.
You have to move, or...
Yeah, I'm gonna move. Okay.
Really just don't want to see Angus die.
I don't either.
Or...
Level one is hard, either yo.
Hey, welcome back to level one, right?
Oh.
Yeah. I move there and I reach around the corner. Oh, sorry, assaulting the microphone. Around the corner. I try to touch Angus.
Cool.
Cure.
All right. Angus is going to get cured.
Do it.
So this is...
Yep, so Kira, let's look at your actions. You are using Mystic Cure 1, correct?
Yeah, I know how to do this.
Yes.
All right. Hold on, let me look at this. Depending on the spell's level, first level is 1d8 plus your wisdom modifier in hit points are returned to him.
Roll high.
So just like Cure Light Wounds.
Okay, so
just roll a d8 and we'll add your wisdom modifier, which is 2.
Yes.
You are cured for 8.
Perfect. That's how many I'm down.
Damage. Angus, your wounds heal up. Just there's Kira behind you. How do you cast that? Like, do you pray to Desna or how does that go for you?
Yep. So I reach around and I put my head down and I say something in a language here no one understands, and I think it just sounds like really whispery, and demo that at a later date. But so my hand would glow for a minute, and then the glowing would go from my hand into Angus.
Cool. So Angus, you're standing there and you hear this voice behind you. And you feel a hand on your back and this warm glow suffuses you and you feel your wounds knit closed. You are back, baby.
Yeah, I just start cracking my knuckles. I'm like, awesome.
And we're going to go 5, 10, 15 over here, and...
We still need to go back and do Kenny's turn from...
Oh, I am so sorry. Pardon me, Absco. Do not let me forget you.
Sure, no worries. Okay, I was doing a stealth check when my mic went out. I was doing really good stealth check there.
Okay.
so let's do that for the trick attack.
Jeez.
You were doing a very good stealth check. It was 28.
Cool. I imagine that Absco's skin starts kind of shimmering again and taking on the image of the ship in the background.
Yes.
And they are going to shoot at the captain.
Please hit.
We'll see. Oh.
Oh.
That's a seven.
Alas.
A bolt bounces on the floor.
Yep.
As behind you, there is an explosion as the junk laser goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what rocked your shot. Like, you had it all lined up. You were ready. You're like, oh, I've got you. And then this explosion happens, and you kind of jump, and your laser just bounces off the floor.
That's fair.
Why do you keep trying to hit me?
And there's another bull here. That hits. Oof. As Zapperator moves north in the hallway, firing at Phaedra. Only dealing one damage to you. It just kind of bounces off of you, and you're like, what was that?
For real, real.
All right, Phaedra.
Alrighty. Going to...
Do me a favor.
Right there.
Cool.
Yes?
I was just going to say, don't block them, because I will be fully attuned again next turn. So, if you want to let me get into that square, it would be really good.
So, what does it look like as you're attuning? Like, do you just, like, glow more and more pink?
Yes.
Nice. So he's glowing pretty pink right now.
And you would recognize it from last time.
Okay. So I see Angus starting to glow pink again. The last time that he did that, shit fucking caught on fire.
It's a pretty accurate summation.
I feel like we are no longer trying to talk to this guy.
I'm not. He hurt you really badly.
I'm going to...
Kill it.
Kill it to death.
Yes.
Ooh, yes. That is a 23, which does break his 13 defense.
Is a natural 19 considered...
Is your crit range on your...
Starfinder? Are they the same as...
It's like Pathfinder. It depends on the weapon. Some weapons have an extended crit range.
I don't know at first level if we would have that.
I believe...
It just depends on the...
Long swords.
Let me look at long sword here. Critical. It has no special criticals.
Okay, just making sure.
For it. Yeah, right, no other property or something. That is something I can look into between sessions to make sure of.
Cool.
Just some rules lookups to see the difference here.
All right, there's some damage at him.
That is 5 damage to him. Let me see where he's at. You got him pretty good. You got him pretty good, but he just kind of takes it and just kind of shrugs it off like, okay, they can fight back. And with that, Angus begins to glow bright pink again, just
uh-oh.
And so, yes, that is both the pirates and the Zapperator.
All right.
I'm sorry, both the Zapperators and the pirate. There's only one pirate. Okay, so that is...
Nice!
All right, 12. Max. Max blow up. You just explode. Let's see if any of them can get out of the way. So, Goblin, 12. 18.
What? Go him. Okay. So he takes half damage.
Yes, Goblin 20 gets his save. 10.
Nope.
No. And the Space Pirate.
Yes. 7. Nope.
No. So that is 12 damage, which gives him 17 total wounds. 12 took half, so he took 6. Yep. 6 damage. And then 12. No, 20 took the full damage over here.
Sweet.
Which killed him. He's excellent. Done. So yes, you explode in pink fire, just woof, and one of the goblins manages to like jump up the wall, like oh god no, and he only takes half, which by the way is enough to kill him.
Oh,
like he jumps up the wall like ah, and it's just like woof flames, and he still falls down. The other one's just a pile of ashes in the corner. And the pirate just takes it. I mean, just woof, right in his face.
Excellent.
All right. And so it becomes Space Pirate's turn. Ooh, he did not like that. Not one bit. That is 11. He's thrown off by this. He tries to hit you, and he's just his eyebrows are singed off. He's kind of just trying to fight through this, but he can't do it. That gives it to Absco.
All right, Absco is going to line up and is going to do his trick attack. Their trick attack, so let's do this. That's not going to make. That's a 19.
A 19 versus his, that'll be versus his perception. So let us find out, shall we?
The trick attack is 20 plus their CR.
So you didn't even hit 20.
Oh, you rolled a stealth roll?
Huh?
For that? Or do you rolled the stealth roll for that?
Yeah.
No, 20 plus their CR. No, that doesn't do it.
19 Grand doesn't beat 19. The
20. the 19 doesn't beat the 20.
Cool. Then
no trick attack.
No trick attack. All right. Then
this
they
guy,
are
like you fire off your weapon and he just like throws his sword back there and just catches it, bouncing it off of his sword.
He hasn't fired yet. That was just whether he could do the trick attack.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
The trick attack is kind of a
bonus.
Yeah, it's a bonus. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. No,
he's
aware of you. your laser just flies off the door jam, just right near Phaedra's head.
Personally, I was expecting you to say it ricocheted near my head again. I was gonna be like, "What is wrong with you?"
Just like. Or
he's not used to shooting around a couple of like big bull people.
Right. I can't imagine that anyone is.
Right. All right, Kira. Kira's like, pardon me, coming through. Excuse me.
And then I'm gonna try and jab him with my spear.
All right.
Aww, sad.
No can do. With that 12 doesn't work. So you jab at him. You come close, but a deft parry keeps you from striking him. All right, Phaedra.
All right.
You should probably try to knock him out again. That seems to work really well.
Phaedra's really annoyed at this point. It's just like. And with the snorts, and goes to hit with a total of 23 to hit.
23, yes.
Hell yeah.
You strike him.
You did 19.
I cleave him in half here.
Nice.
6 damage, yes, you do. You finally bring your sword to bear and strike down the pirate.
How's that for dancing?
And that will bring us to the end of today's session. You'll have to tune in later to find out, do they find Gideon? Will they rend his head from his shoulders? Only time will tell. Tune in next time. Thanks for playing, y'all. Catch you later.
Cheers.
In that session two, we have still not found Gideon, so hopefully that will happen in the very near future and we can murder him or not die trying to find him. Either way will work. We are going to be releasing every Wednesday from here out, and you can reach all of us at on Twitter. I'm Kelrick, and you can reach me at EQ Points. There's Miu, our DM. You can reach them at Miu Plays Games, and that's also Miu's Twitch handle. You can reach Punder at Punderdrone, D-R-O-N-E. You can reach Megan at Meg Dungeons and Meg. You can reach Taylor at Milky Games, that's G-A-Y-M-E-S. And that's it for today. We look forward to seeing you later. Bye.